We have a story about Gloria Steinem, one of the leaders of the feminist movement, and at age 81, someone who has lived a life on the road. Travel, she says, gives her hope and keeps her relevant. Her new book, called fittingly My Life on the Road, tells what she's learned from decades of traveling to promote equality for women. Gloria Steinem spoke with NPR's Ina Jaffe.
After spending most of her life writing, speaking, and organizing for women's rights, it's surprising that the most vivid character in Gloria Steinem's book is a man, specifically her father. It surprised her, too.
It didn't occur to me that I should start with my father because I thought I had rebelled against the life he led in which he never had a home, and we were almost constantly in the car in a house trailer.
Her father was a larger-than-life figure who always had his eye on the next big chance. In reality, he sold antiques, mostly from town to town. Steinem didn't live in one place, really, until she was in high school. In childhood, she'd longed for a home. But in writing the book, she began to think differently of her father's vagabond ways.
I understood that he had given me a gift, too, which is the ability to live with insecurity and to be open to the next moment's adventure, which he definitely was.
And which she has been for her entire adult life. In the 1950s, still in her 20s, she spent a couple of years in India. The highlight was the week she found herself traveling village to village with people organizing against violence between different castes. Later, this became her model for organizing the women's movement. Traveling itself, says Steinem, can be a kind of liberation for women.
The road has been viewed as a male turf. If you think of the classic odyssey of, you know, classical literature, or Jack Kerouac, or almost any road story, it's really about a man on the road. There's an assumption that the road is too dangerous for women.
Steinem never assumed that. The decades that she spent on the road have made gender issues a regular part of the national conversation. So much so that it's hard to remember that when she began her journey, the notion of women's equality was at best an undecided question.
The very idea that women might be equal to men was viewed as an insult to men.
You can hear the hostility in this 1972 episode of NBC's Meet the Press. Steinem appeared just after launching Ms. Magazine, the nation's first feminist mass market monthly. She's questioned by moderator Lauren Spivak.
And you said, and I quote, "Women are not taken seriously. We are undervalued, ridiculed, or ignored by a society which consciously and unconsciously assumes that the white male is the standard and the norm." Now, what's your explanation for this serious state of affairs in view of the fact that men, males, are at least virtually controlled and dominated by women from birth to puberty and often beyond that? Why haven't you done a better job if you're as smart as you say you are?
Well, that's your statement, not mine, that men are virtually controlled by women from birth onward. I mean, if you take...
Steinem holds her ground, and she looks just as you remember her, long hair parted down the center, body-hugging sweater tucked into jeans. Now at 81, that's still her look. But she has made some changes to her life as she's aged. She's learned that she has a need not just for travel, but for a place to come home to. In her 60s, she wrote about the pleasures of making her New York apartment more than just a landing pad.
I do think even birds need nests, so I'm glad that, unlike my father, I have a home.
Still, her November schedule called for 18 public appearances in 13 different cities. Travel has not become more difficult with age, she says, and she has no plans to slow down.
I don't want to die saying, but, you know, there's so much I want to do, so I want more time.
And when you get older, she says, you realize time is all there is. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.